Assalamu alaikum, beloved Babaji. Wa alaika salam. You are back, Sonia. Hmm? How come you are back? Hmm? I thought I scared you last time. Huh? Huh?
That's why I came back.
That's why, no? That's so cool. This is a beautiful saying, no? They say in the Muslims world, peace be on you, no? Go with peace. That is the right way. Like in India, they do namaste, no? I recognize the divine in you. What a difference, no? Go with God, go in peace. I wish all the best for you. How beautiful is that? In the West, they don't have it. If only everybody could really feel that when they greet each other, huh? Go with peace. Go with God. It feels so good to be here again. It felt like coming home when I arrived at Dharma Mountain. Last year I was here for the first time at the summer retreat. And it somehow changed my life. Mm. You were ready for that. Not so much on the outer, but on the inner. The love I felt here in your presence opened up a door. I have started to live more out of my heart than out of my mind. And I fell in love with silence. Mm. Kahil Gibran, have you heard about him? He said, if love knocks on your door, follow him. Don't go back to sleep. Love is what is opening the doors. You know, have heard about Hafiz? He says, what is the root of all my words? What is it really the essence of all my words? I go on talking to you every day. Only one thing, love. My brother. You once said that there is silence and there is love. And in the end, they are both one. This is what I'm longing for. And this is why I'm here again. In the meanwhile, I have also been to Pakistan after 20 years of not having been there. It seems that I have integrated some formerly rejected parts of myself during that journey. Somehow I feel more whole now. Whole and also ready to let go. To let go of the past, of any attachments, of all doubts, of just everything. There is this deep desire to empty myself out and to open up for the truth. Good, because that has to be done. And good, you go, but it doesn't matter where you come from. You are here. Brazil, America, Pakistan, China, Norway, Africa, it doesn't matter. It has nothing to do with your essence. And that's what you are after. That's what I'm after, your heart. What is the heart? What is love? Has it to do with Pakistan, with Norway, with England, with Thailand? Love is love. It's like the air. It doesn't belong to anything or anybody. That's what you have to realize. So most of us, we have to go through this. Because in your growth, you will see, then you get more ready to go. You are finished with that. You realize you are finished. And much more is knocking on the door. So you have to give space, no? I'm not this, I'm not that. That is my past. It doesn't matter. It really doesn't matter. Hmm. to let go of the past and any attachment of all doubts, of just everything, yes. There has always been this deep longing for love, but I never been aware of what it really is until I came here last year. Since then, I know what my heart really wants, to overcome this separation and to be one with everything, to be the love that I'm longing for. How can I realize my true self here and now, dear Babaji, in deep love and gratitude, Sonia? How to realize? There is no how in the first place. How? There we go again. Didn't I talk about that the other day? How this and how that? And then how to realize, how to get enlightened? There is no how because it is here. So, if everything is gone, letting go of the past, any attachment, all doubts, just everything. If all that is gone, then what is left then? Can you imagine? All the attachment, all your ideas about yourself, country, religion, man, woman, anything, just your essence, your heart. What is your soul? Is it man or woman? What is your heart? What is love? Everything else gone. Just your essence is left. Where do you find that? You find it here, now. So that is the way, but if I could give it to you, I would, of course. But nobody can. Nobody can. I can hint, you know, and it is happening because, like I said yesterday, Buddha said, if you're really a seeker and you find a master, then you are lucky. Because that's the climate of truth, of love. That stirs something in you. So that is the hint from God. No? Follow the heart, follow love, follow the truth, in spite of everything. And to really follow it and to find it, you have to let go. Most people gradually, this and that and this and that, so many things we are identified with. No? That only you can do. Nobody can do that for you. Then when you come to that realization that there is nothing, I'm freedom itself, then it's nothing to do. You just sit there. That's what I mean. Stop. Just be. Nothing is guaranteed, but in that climate of non-doing, emptiness, love, gratitude, peace, something might happen by itself. So that is already there, but we have so many layers of ideas, of attachment, of fears, of dreams, of how. So that is the work, to go and empty yourself. Now you have felt that the power of love, what it can do, it opens up some. Follow that. There have always been this deep longing for love, but I never been aware of what it really is before I came here. That is what satsang is, to make you aware of that, to make it taste. Since then I know what my heart really wants, to overcome this separation and to be one with everything, yes. What is the separation? The separation is the physical, the body. No? If there is no body, then in the air is no separation. It's all air. No? All oceans are connected to each other. No? If I'm in the beach in Pakistan, and I say, whoa, like a whale, then all the way, if you really good ears, all the way to Brazil, they hear, whoa, like that, because one ocean, no, no separation. No? So it's the form that makes you separate. So then, if you are not identified with the form, with the body, and what is it the body has? It has name, no? It has culture. It has man, woman, all this, no? Ideas. That is separation. When all that is gone, which is what is happening here, or in meditation, slowly, slowly, all those layers are removed. So you see, I'm not this, I'm not that. I'm just consciousness, I'm just peace, I'm just freedom itself, I'm just love. Then there is no separation. So it's the identification with form that keeps us separate, which is not really true, because forms comes and goes. No form lasts forever. So, the suggestion of the master, find that with, is there always. Always. With form or without form. Then you are in this life happy. Because you know. That's how easy it is. But it maybe it takes time, no? Digest. Digestion is to be there. But it tastes good. If you are a seeker of truth, then it tastes good. Otherwise, like that. That's why people doesn't want to listen to the truth. Because it's like everything is disturbed, no? There always has been, yes, it is. And now you came to a place where this can be ignited now. So follow that, follow your own heart. This is the dilemma. Kabir says, I laugh when I hear the fish in the water is thirsty. You don't understand the fact that what is most alive of all is inside your own house. And you walk from one holy city to the next with a confused look on your face. That is how the masses are. They need somebody to stop them. And that cannot happen before that love is touched. That nobody can do that is a happening. No? And you know in your own heart, this is how it is. You have slept for millions and millions of years. Why not wake up this morning? This is just, why not? That is how easy it is. It's always been two ways. The gradual, you can say, gradual enlightenment and instant enlightenment. But everybody, even an Osho and a Ramana, has to go through something, even though they come very ready from past lives. You have to go through some, but enlightenment in itself, it always happens instantly. It doesn't happen gradually. But the process can take time. the cleaning, the unburdening, the disidentification with mind, body, name and form, all that takes time. That is the preparation. So you make the house clean so the divine can come. When the house is clean, then the lover, the beloved comes then. Maybe, maybe not. It depends. Nobody knows. It's a gift. It's a mystery. But one thing is for sure, that when it comes, you are gone. And gone forever. And with you, all your problems. So, why not wake up this evening? There is, because these people, they are always there. Because there's no distance. But love is the door. That's what frees you. And that's why you are here again. Because it's something bigger. It goes against reason. No? Your head finds millions of things that no, that's not. Shouldn't go there. And blessed are those who follow the heart, not reason. Rumi says, true love, bitter things become sweet. True love, thorns becomes roses. True love, vinegar becomes rich wine. True love, disaster becomes good fortune. And you might have to go through some disasters to be ready for love. Otherwise, you are so lost in your dreams that you can't even recognize love. So some hardship is needed. True love, a prison, becomes a rose garden. True love, stones become soft as butter. True love, lions, becomes harmless like pussycats. True love, sickness is health. True love, the dead are resurrected. True love, the dead is resurrected. That's the power of love. And there was an enlightened woman in Kashmir some 700 years ago. And very unique that a woman who gets enlightened becomes so famous. But they have this saying in Kashmir, we know only two words that are really meaningful. One is Allah, the other one is Lala. That is that mystic. There are really only two things that they worship, that they really respect. Allah and Lala. And they say, she was also a seeker. Of course, in those days, they got married when they were maybe 11, 12 years old, which many places they still are. But she escaped and she found a guru and got ignited and got healed. Must have fallen in love. And her prison turned into heaven. And they said she was totally wild. She went around naked many times. Naked for a woman, that is unheard of. But it was such an energy, so much respect from this woman that it was beyond the physical. they recognized her. And they said that she was roaming around in the mountain and the forest, and only some people, when they are lost, and not only all, because they had to be receptive, but those people who were good people who got lost, maybe Lala appeared to help them to find a way out. And what does that mean? Not only out of the forest, but out of the forest of the mind, to find a way back to your own heart, to love. She says, she is known as a mystic, a poet. 1,000 times I asked my guru, what is the name of the one who is known by no thing? I was so tired and exhausted. Years and years I was going on, asking so many things. Asking again. Out of nothing emerged something. It's all confusing, bewildering, and also so great. I was searching for myself, for my own heart, until I grew very weary. But no one I know now reached the hidden knowledge by means of effort. I searched for myself until I grew weary. That's what you have to be ready for, because that is part of the process. Again and again I say, be total, go for it. Don't be lukewarm. When you have tasted something, go for it, be intense. Unshakable. I searched for myself until I grew weary, tired. But no one I know now, that is only later, I know now, reaches the hidden knowledge by means of effort. No, because you cannot reach that. That is a gift of existence. But you can prepare the ground. Then I was absorbed in you are this. I found the place of wine. There all the jars are filled, but no one is left to drink. Yeah, this is the mystery. The way is very difficult and very intricate. Lala discarded all her books, all her knowledge that were talking about it. Through all the secret books, only through meditation, I saw the truth that never comes to anyone from reading those books. When my mind was cleansed of impurities, like a mirror of its dust and dirt, then I recognized the self in me. When my mind was cleansed. That's what I'm saying, my dear Sonia. It's here, but we have to be prepared. Don't be in a hurry. You have to be patient. You have to create the right container so the wine can get poured in. When my mind was cleansed of all impurity, like a mirror of a dust and dirt, then I recognized the self in me. When I saw him dwelling in me, I realized that he was everything and I was nothing. That's why you have to go on emptying. It becomes thinner. All the separation, slowly. Till nothing. That's the beautiful, it's very unique. that they have this, and especially then you can understand, oh, she's like a Kabir, like a Hafiz, like a Rumi. Only two words are really powerful, Allah and Lala. They have great Sufi music in Pakistan. I will play you a song, Sonia, maybe you know. Two women, they are singing. And for those of you who doesn't know Pakistani, I will translate if you think so. Because it's so beautiful, they, you know, the stories there in, the, in Urdu, in Pakistani, in Hindi, and it is like, it's totally different than in the West, no? She's singing, I have gone through so much hardship in my life, but I'm untouched by it. Now I embrace it all. Why resist? Why go on resisting what is beyond my control? I surrender. This is what everybody has to come to. Don't resist. Don't fight. Let go. Surrender. This is my rule. And this is the path. And this is how I discovered my own soul. These worldly desires don't bring peace. Even if all my wishes come true, I won't be happy. I have transcended my vision. I have gone beyond fame, name, and form. I have found my own heart, my blissful being. Why go on struggling when the secret to bliss is to embrace yourself? That is so difficult. Embrace yourself. How far away are yourself? Only the very fortunate ones, very fortunate ones, only the few are given this insight, this realization. Now I go on living this life like in a blissful trance. That's why I'm so drawn.
With all this love and fire inside.
Excuses.
And I never understood that last supper.
Surrender.
I did not know what to think.
Opening.
Blood this drink. Had he merged with all of creation or found some